Well, hello there and happy Monday to you, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. This is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. We do this twice a month. We dedicate episodes to prayer, a whole entire hour to prayer in the beginning of the month and then towards the middle of the month. Well, we're at the beginning of November, and so we do need a prayer. Don't you believe in prayer? We do. We believe in the power of prayer. So whom or what are you praying for? All you have to do is call in and share with the world your intentions if you trust us to pray for you, with you. We love to storm heaven. If you have a praise report, please call it in. If there's something you want to ask about prayer, we'll happily bring in that call as well. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, because remember, this is your show, so if you're listening, you're part of the Take Two family. Here's the number. Whom or what are you praying for? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And here's how it works here. I'll lead the first prayer at the end of the show with the Memorare. I love the Memorare because we always go to Our Lady. And then you have to continue with rosaries, adoration, mass, any prayers that you absolutely love, the devotions that you are so committed to, like the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So please be thinking about that to continue for the Take Two family. It's super easy. Just Matt is waiting to answer the call. Call in, or you can comment, and I'll give you other ways you can do that. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Another cool feature is you can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your prayer intention, your request. And just know that message and data rates may apply. You can also email us at take2@ewtn.com. It's take2, or you can spell it out, take2@ewtn.com. You can also always go on to our virtual prayer wall at take2show.com. Charles is wonderful about updating that. And speaking of Charles, I think one of his patron saints is today. It's Saint Charles Borromeo is today. That's right. And so we want to always remember the saints of the day and even the lesser known saints. It's always important to learn about the lives of the saints, but today is Saint Charles Borromeo. And so we wanted to always ask the powerhouse team that we pray to before each show, and then of course the saint of the day, to pray for all of our listeners. So phone lines are just starting to light up. That's good. But it's whom or what are you praying for? And I already added, just so you know, I added all the victims of all the natural disasters that are happening around the world, for the wars and the things, the disturbances that are happening in other countries. I also added a personal intention. Of course, it's for my eye condition that I'm battling. So I added that. And I added also for Jerry in seminary. And then also about the election tomorrow. So I added all those on the top of the prayer book. Now you get to finish. So you get to add to it. If you would like us to pray specifically for someone and you feel comfortable, only if you feel comfortable, please give us the first name. I'll always ask that because we like to pray specifically. We have found that it is much more efficacious in that area to really specifically have the needs voiced with the person's name. Now, but God knows, believe me, God knows who your family is, who you're praying for. So just the fact that you're asking us for prayers, I mean, God, I think, delights in that, because he's a God of cooperation, a God of participation. He loves when we say yes and we jump into the circle as the body of Christ and really start demonstrating that. So, okay, we've got a lot of things to pray for. It's coming in pretty fast, and I understand that. So many of you are feeling that agitation or that tension or that feeling of unrest because we are coming up on election tomorrow. So just know that God is in control. God is in charge. And we trust in you, and we go with it, right? And we do our very best. So we will storm heaven for sure. And the number to dial if you would like to add your intention or request is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And let me just make sure I got my, my producer Charles is right on top of things. He just said to me, go to Kathy, she's ready. And I said, okay, Charles, I just love that. He's so quick. Kathy from Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. You are first up before the break. That's a very privileged position to be in, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kathy. Doing well, thank you. Go right ahead. What do you want us to pray for?
So my son-in-law, John, has a brain tumor that they're trying to decide how to treat if he has to have surgery. He had surgery on it 8 months ago, and it started growing again. So we're praying for treatment and full healing for him. And I have two daughters that are currently expecting little ones. My daughter Kelly is due in December, and my daughter Claire is due in February. So I'm asking for blessings for the mom and the babies in the womb. We are very thankful to have five beautiful daughters and eight grandchildren so far, and these two will be make it ten.
Wow. Congratulations. Absolutely. We'll put you all in the prayer book, your whole family. May I ask you about your son? How old is your son that's going through this brain surgery?
It's my oldest daughter's husband, my son-in-law, John. He is 38 years old.
Okay. So this is your son-in-law. So they have children then, huh?
They do. They have twins that are 7 and a 5-year-old little boy. So,
okay. And did you feel, I don't know if I caught it. Did you feel comfortable giving us his first name?
Yes, it's John.
John. That's what John. I thought. Okay. Okay. Let me, okay. And where is he at? Where is his, how is his emotional, level with all this?
Well, you know, they tried to be very, faithful and positive. And, he was operated for a blood clot that was on this tumor 8 months ago. But then when he did his scan, it started growing again. So they're kind of in the process of what to do next. So I'm praying for healing and that the right doctor is able to treat him. Because he's had wonderful doctors. So we're just hoping that he'll get the treatment he needs.
Okay. Okay. Is John Catholic, Kathy?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Yes. Try to get a relic. Try to get a relic. Go to the church somewhere in Buffalo and ask the church if you can borrow a relic. Tell them you'll take good care of it, and a first-class relic, and see if you can get it to where John is in the hospital or before and after surgery. Okay, Kathy?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome, and we are praying. Whom or what are you praying for? Please call in. Whom or what are you praying for? That's what we're discussing today on the prayers and the praise reports. And then we're going to storm heaven. We're going to start at the end of the show. We're going to keep going until we get some answers to the prayers. I mean, if we bug heaven enough, they'll listen. Trust me, they will. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Kathy in just a moment. Kathy, hang on. I want to share this with our listeners. November is the month of all souls, and we pray for the souls of all the faithful departed in purgatory. Many of the saints speak of our prayers for the dead as being something they really need and can benefit from. Tradition says, though the dead in purgatory can pray for us, they cannot pray for themselves, and they very much need our prayers. Throughout this month of November and throughout our lives, we owe the deceased our prayers. Join in this devotion to all souls with books for children and adults, a crucifix, prayer cards, and DVDs. It's all available at EWTNRC.com. I so love this devotion of praying for the souls in purgatory and those that don't have anyone to pray for them. Very, very important, because that is very true that we must help them. We must help them into heaven, into the beatific vision, and they will repay us. Believe me, we're all family. And so the church triumphant, the church suffering, the church militant, that's what we are. We all help each other. And then hopefully we'll all get back home. Okay. We're going to move to Kathy next in Washington, Michigan on the EWTN app. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking my call, and thanks for all you do, you and Jerry. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'd like you to pray for my son and daughter-in-law, who have a little boy that's got a serious Well, he's got a skin condition called eczema or eczema, and it's really flared up really badly. And sweet little boy, he's going to be three, and they're going to see a specialist today, but it's very hard on them. They have three little kids, and the oldest is five, the youngest is one. And also that, you know, God finds them the right home. They've been looking for a home, and it's so expensive, as you know. And mm-hmm. we've been doing a novena to St. Joseph, so I'm just asking for your prayers and that our prayers are answered.
Absolutely. So you're doing the novena to St. Joseph.
Yeah.
Is your grandson baptized Catholic?
Oh, absolutely. They're very, okay. very devout.
Okay.
They go to church regularly. They, you know, they pray the rosary. You know, they're trying very, very hard. My son has a PA in a hospital, but you know, she wants to be a stay-at-home mom to help raise the kids. But, you know, they just can't, it's just very difficult to afford a house, you know, a decent mm-hmm. home. So we're asking mm-hmm. St. Joseph to lead them into the right neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
at least a house that has the bones, you know, versus,
yeah.
you know, just that it's solid, that they can, you know, start their, you know, life
sure.
Without stress, all the stress, you know.
Right, right. Okay, so you're going to St. Joseph for the house, for the home, that's perfect. Also, go to St. Anthony. For, you know how St. Anthony is the finder of anything that's lost, right? To find something.
Right, right.
Go to St. Anthony for your grandson, okay? Because it's an untapped resource with St. Anthony. People don't realize this. Like I have friends right now. My cousin right now is praying for me with to find a solution for my eye condition. People don't realize that. It's always about material things. You know, they lose their car keys, so they go to St. Anthony. They lose their credit card, they go to St. Anthony. But to find the explanation for your grandson's eczema, I will tell you that St. Anthony is very active. As we know.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so you. Go to St. Anthony to find an answer for your grandson's eczema. I will tell, you know, because from what I understand of that, there's a reason that he has that. And so they have to get to the root cause of it.
Exactly. Well, I had it as a child, you know, some of my children had it. So I know it's probably some type of genetic in there, you know, it does clear up with time, but he's such a sweet little boy. He told his mom, he's not even three yet. He said, Mom, I'm going to be a priest.
Oh,
and,
well, there you go.
We had Father Solanus in Michigan. You know, he apparently had eczema too. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. you know, we're praying hard, and we're praying for your eyes too.
Thank you, thank you. Do you feel comfortable giving us your grandson's first name? We want to pray for his vocation, if that's
okay. His name is Casey.
Casey. Oh, okay. Beautiful. Solanus Casey. I love it. Okay. Well, Kathy, keep us posted. I have a good feeling about this, about Casey's situation. And then the home situation, you can't go wrong with St. Joseph. So you're doing all the right things.
Hmm? Exactly. And also, you already know this, I'm sure, but St. Lucy for your eyes.
Yep.
You know, we have our priest friend that's going through eye surgery tomorrow. We got to pray for Father Festus. He has glaucoma and, so we're praying for his eyes, too. So we're invoking mm-hmm. the help of St. Lucy as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My son's born on December 13th. That's St. Lucy's feast day. So, yeah, see all the connections there? I'll tell you, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So okay.
We'll pray for you too.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep us posted on Casey's situation, though. Okay.
Thank you so much. And God bless you for all you do.
Thank you. I put you in the book, too, and any other prayer intentions. So just so you know. Okay. Louise is up next in Texas on a Guadalupe Radio Network, the app. Hi, Louise. Welcome.
Hi there. I'm on speaker. Is that okay? Or should I get off speaker?
Actually, your speaker sounds fantastic. Normally, we don't like speakers, but your speaker sounds fantastic. So keep going.
Okay, so I kind of two things, some Thanksgiving prayer, but also some intercession prayer. So a couple years ago, my husband was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Just out of the blue, we went to the doctor because he was dizzy, and it turned out to be a brain tumor. And mm-hmm. then it was like, in God's mercy and goodness, it was like, well, if you're going to have a brain tumor, this is the best place to have it. It was in the front right lobe, didn't affect anything, just temporarily. Well, it came back cancerous. And a brain tumor, you know, cancer brain tumor. Well, then again, in God's goodness and prayers answered, it's the best kind of cancer if you're going to have brain cancer. Very treatable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So everything was treated, radiation, chemo. 2 years later, we're cancer-free still, and things are very normal, except for his liver. There's issues with his liver enzymes, mm-hmm. and there's some maintenance drugs that we will need for the follow-up of the brain tumor so that it doesn't come back, but it's hard on the liver, and we can't start it till the liver is more healed. And we don't know why. No one knows why yet. We've gone to a couple doctors and don't know why the liver is elevated in enzymes. Mm-hmm. And just now you talked about St. Anthony, and I think that I never thought of that. He has always answered my lost prayers, but mm-hmm. I would just like prayer for my husband to resolve, that this liver issue gets resolved so that we can keep moving forward with all the great things that God has done for us. We prayed to St. Joseph during the brain tumor, diagnosis, and I really believe St. Joseph came and interceded for us.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
2 years later, we're cancer free, but the liver.
Okay, only because I there was another prayer we were praying for about 6 months ago for a Take Two family member. Does your husband drink alcohol at all?
No. See, and that's just it. It's a non-alcoholic fatty liver. We always thought, and now they're like, well, we don't know what it is.
Okay, yeah, they really need to get to the bottom of that. So we need to go to St. Anthony and find the answer to that, because they got to get to the issue, whether it's something that's what's over taxing his liver. Wow. Okay, I put it in the book. We're gonna also ask Padre Pio. Are you close to Padre Pio, Louise?
Well, we know of him, and we know a lot of him, but mm-hmm. Definitely we can pray to Padre Pio as well.
Yeah, all you have to do is read a little bit. Here's the first introduction to being friends with any saint. Read a little bit of the life of the saint. So read a little bit online about Padre Pio. Go to one of the official Padre Pio websites and read it out loud to your husband. And then together ask him to step in and help. Because you need an answer to this, because your husband's got to get his liver, working well and so that he can function well. Because I'm sure he's very tired, right?
He's a bit tired, but that's the only thing. That's mm-hmm. the only thing that's bothering him. So it's odd. But by the numbers, the doctors are like, are you sure you're not yellow? And nothing, none of that.
Wow.
So
okay.
We need to find out what's going on. So definitely, yep. Yes, Padre Pio and St. Anthony. Yes.
Yep, Padre Pio, St. Anthony. You got it. You got to keep us posted, please. Thank you so much.
His name is Marco, by the way. Marco, okay. M-A-R-C-O.
I was going to ask you, but I wasn't sure you wanted to give the name. Okay, Marco, got it. Okay. Thank you. Tell him he's got lots of prayers around him. Okay, we're going to get to Judy next from Colorado. And who's, let's see, Judy's on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Judy. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. It's so nice to talk to you.
Good morning.
We have 5 adult children. We don't have any grandchildren. And our oldest son and his wife has fallen away from the Catholic Church. I would like you to pray for Mike and Tammy.
We
have a 52-year-old son who lives with us because I had to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and shelter the homeless. He doesn't have a job.
Hmm.
He's creative and can make things, but he hasn't been doing that lately. He was doing some musical instruments and selling them. I think it's ADHD or something like that, but he's been different from the other children all these years. But I have another prayer request, and that Christine Elaine, and she has a saint called Thecla, who I read about on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of her, but Christine went through a divorce 6 months ago, and now she's dating another man. And I'm just concerned for her. She doesn't like to talk to her mom about these things because I'm kind of blunt. Mm. But I would like them in your prayer book, please.
Absolutely. I put everyone down. Judy, Judy, let me ask you a question. What? So you've got a lot going on in the family, and it sounds like it's as a mother, it's really weighing heavy on you. What I would suggest is to bring in a little bit of fasting. It doesn't have to be fasting from food, So prayer and fasting to dedicate to your family to bring them back around. Okay, but fasting is key. And you're the mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you say you have a husband? You have a husband, Judy?
Oh, yes. My husband's okay. Alive and well. My husband and I went through some stuff years ago. Uh-huh. Anyway, he learned how to make rosaries when he was in high school.
Wow.
And my husband repairs rosaries constantly.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
And returns them to people.
Okay.
So
okay.
We're very close, Mary, and I have other deal for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, let's add them to the book.
Okay. So here's what you want to do with your husband. Say some prayers together, but then add fasting. You and your husband, add a little bit of fasting. So, and actually be very specific and out loud. Say, we are doing this for our children. We want our children to come back. We want our children to find the right place with God. I mean, be very, very specific with the fasting. You'll see some forward movement with fasting. Fasting is forgotten a lot or overlooked in the sense that, you know, people will pray. People have no problem praying, and the rosary is so powerful. So you're doing the right thing there. But they forget fasting moves the situation along, and so it can really help. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got everybody in the book, and I have you and your husband in the book as well. So you're all set. Okay. We're going to go to Suzanne. And Suzanne is from Trumbull County, Ohio. And Suzanne is waiting so patiently. Hi, Suzanne. We're going to start with you. And if we have to hold you through the break, just stay with us. So, Suzanne, go right ahead.
Well, I'm part of a prison ministry team, and we're having a 3.5-day retreat at one of the prisons here this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. We need all the prayers we can get. There's 8 men entering the church and receiving their sacraments. So this has been the end of a long year getting everybody ready for this big step. So we need prayers.
Okay, and you're part of the team for the prison ministry?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And this is a men's retreat, correct?
Right.
Okay, got it. Okay, go right ahead. Keep going. Is there other things you want us to
pray for? Most of these men have no one to pray for them, so I'm really asking people to offer up some prayers for them this coming week. Mm-hmm. And then I have, my oldest son has stage 4 cancer, kidney cancer. So I need prayers for him.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Tom.
Tom. Okay.
And, God does have a way of making good things out of bad.
Mm-hmm.
He has returned to the church. He got an annulment on his first marriage, and all that is straightened out. His wife has joined the church. So good things have happened, but still,
mm-hmm.
It hasn't gone away either. God's given him some time to get things straightened out.
Mm-hmm. You sound a little sad. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just a lot. Just a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you're such a good person. You're serving the community with the men in prison, but you got your son, I'm sure that's weighing on you on a daily basis. And so, yeah, I mean, a mother's love, a mother's heart. I mean, it gets really heavy when we're worrying about our children. It doesn't matter their age. It doesn't matter anything about that. It just matters that they're our children. So we've got you covered in prayer. I put you in the book as well, Suzanne, and any other prayer intentions. Thank you so much for calling in from Ohio on Living Bread Radio. God bless you, and just know that the Take Two family's got you covered, especially during this retreat at the prison. Okay, we've got more to come about prayers and praise reports here on Take Two. Please call in. We'll be right back. Whom or what are you praying for? It's our prayer show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We do it twice a month. This is the first one for November. We'd love for you to weigh in and tell us the intentions of requests that are big, heaviest on your mind and your heart. We really do want to storm heaven together. I have to tell you, we are all living on a prayer, I believe, and we believe in the power of prayer. We absolutely practice what we preach about this, and we've seen miracles, big miracles, small miracles, everything in between. So if you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you need some help with prayer, we're here. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986 is the number to call. I just wanted to share with our listeners, on Saturday, on the Spirit World, Adam Bly and I, we did a show with our guest. We had a guest on, Father Wade Menezes from Open Line Tuesdays. And Father Wade was answering questions about heaven. He did such a fine job. Our listeners loved it. If you missed the Spirit World, please catch the archives of it. And you can catch it on YouTube. You can catch it on EWTN.com. You can catch it on GRN online. You can catch the archives of the Spirit World there. Please listen to that show. It is so amazing. He emphasized being eternity-minded, eternity-focused. And boy, oh boy, was that a spiritual game changer for me. I absolutely love Father Wade. He did a fabulous job with our Spirit World listeners. And that was this past Saturday, Envisioning Heaven. We called it Heaven is Calling. That was the title of the show. Okay, Roy is up next from Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Roy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. I want to ask you to pray for Kevin and Roy and Audrey and Mateo. Kevin has some health issues with his feet and his eyes, and mm-hmm. he needs some income coming in. He hasn't had a job in years. Hmm. He can't work because of his health issues. And I need prayers for my eyes too, and my sleep apnea.
Hmm. Did you get any help with that sleep apnea? That's dangerous, you know.
I know. I have a CPAP machine, but I want the Lord to heal me if he wills it, you know.
Okay. But you do have the CPAP machine, so you're able to get enough oxygen in when you're sleeping then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, you know, we pray that the good Lord provides the people and the situations for all of us to move forward to be our best self, right? In mind, body, and spirit. So we're gonna be praying that for you, Roy, and we've got, you said Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll be praying that for you. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you adding a little fasting?
I'm trying to. I'm not really. No, not really. But, you know, I'm trying to do some fasting.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be fasting from food. Remember, it can be fasting from anything. This is how simple fasting can be with our God. We can say, okay, I'm going to sit down for 30 minutes and I don't know, surf the internet, right? And then we say, okay, no, I'm going to do 20 minutes. And Lord, I'm going to offer up that other 10 minutes because I really want to be healed of this. I really want this to be solved. And so believe me when I tell you that fasting, it moves things a lot quicker. It moves things along, and it's scriptural, so we know it to be true. And Jesus said it himself. So definitely fasting works. And please bring it in little ways in your prayer day, in throughout your day when you're in prayer, because it can really and truly help, especially if you're trying to find an answer to something. And again, go to St. Anthony. I've learned so much recently. I love St. Anthony. He's always been there for me, and I know he's a popular saint for pretty much everybody who loves saints. But he can find the answer to things. So if there's something you're looking to resolve or fix or find a solution, whether it's in your mind, body, or spirit, go to St. Anthony, okay?
And also pray for my sister and brother-in-law because they have left the church because my brother-in-law is divorced Catholic. He's got two kids from his previous marriage. And mm-hmm. he pulled my sister away from that. They go to some Christian church, but they're not, you know, they don't have this, they're missing out on the sacraments, you know.
Okay. But he's going to some non-denominational Christian church? Okay, well then we will pray that he just continues to find his way back to the Catholic Church. But you know, it is good that he is is still maintaining his Christianity. So that's good. So we build on that, right? So,
But the thing is, he didn't get an annulment from his previous marriage.
Oh, okay. So he's really outside of the Catholic Church. Okay. So then we'll pray hard that he finds his way back and ends up in good standing with the church so he can come back home to Holy Mother Church. Absolutely. But you know, here's the interesting thing though. Our baptized brothers and sisters in the Catholic faith, you know, when they wander away for irregular situations and things that they find that they can't get reconciled in the church, we pray for them. We pray for them. We pray that they still are very close to Jesus and they get deeper and deeper with Jesus and they go into Scripture because they find the truth. They go into Scripture in a deep way and they'll find their way back. And we pray for that. And so know that those prayers are going round the clock at every Mass, which is a beautiful thing. Okay?
One more thing, Abby. Please pray for my godchild. He took his life in June.
Oh, no.
He's my godchild. I didn't know he was suffering for many years from depression. He didn't like himself at all since eighth grade, you know. Mm. He took his life after finishing college, you know.
Oh.
His parents are grieving and his sisters are grieving, you know.
Wow, you have a lot to pray. You have a lot of things going on in your family and a lot of prayers for your family, but just know you have a bigger family with us. And so we put it all in the book, okay? We've got it covered.
His name is Reuben.
Hmm?
His name is Reuben.
Reuben, okay. I got it. Okay. We will be praying. That's a lot to handle for one day of prayer. I can imagine that your family is really feeling it. Okay, Roy, we've got you covered in prayer. Thank you so much for trusting us with those. Let me just make sure I have everything in the book. I do. Okay, we're going to move on to Lisa. Let me just make sure. Lisa's from Austin, Texas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, honestly, I'm not doing that great today. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot. I mean, we're getting a lot of people that are having some heavy issues, and I feel so bad for all of us that we're all struggling with something, and it's tough. It's tough, but when we come together, there's strength in that. So it's just I'm feeling that heaviness, but I'm okay. I'll be good, Lisa. But how are you doing?
I'll be praying for you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing? What's up?
I've got several things going on, but primarily the priorities right now are just recently two of my older sisters were diagnosed with some serious illnesses. And my oldest sister, we found out she's got colon cancer. She's got some sort of infection that they don't really know where it's at and how to treat it. And she's also got some brain aneurysm.
Oh.
And the second sister, she recently told us that she was in, kidney failure. And I think it's stage 5. So there's just a lot going on with both of those.
Mm-hmm. How old are your sisters? Age range?
The oldest sister is in her late 70s, mm-hmm. and the younger sister is in her early 70s.
Mm-hmm. So still young. Wow, this is hitting people. Yeah, are they faith? Do they have the faith? Do they practice the faith?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're all Catholic.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I've got you all in the prayer book, so that's a lot. And any, do you want to add anything else? I actually have some room in the prayer book. Can you believe this? I can't believe I still have room on the page, which means there's more you have to share.
Well, I hope that with the younger of the two sisters, that the doctors, the specialists, the kidney specialists can try to help her and comfort her and make her as comfortable as possible. She's got two daughters. They're grown, though. But those daughters are going to need quite a bit of support also.
Wow. Are your parents with us?
No, they've been deceased for a while now.
For a while. Okay. So has it brought the family closer?
Yes, I believe so. I've got a younger sister that she's in Nashville, and she converted from being Catholic to Baptist, but she is, she's never been really close to the older sister, mm-hmm. but it seems like she's stepping up to the plate now and really helping out.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. So, Lisa, anything, I've got your whole family in the book. Anything for you specifically?
Yes, just pray to give me the strength to help each of them with whatever they need.
Okay, you got it. Well, again, Lisa, go to Padre Pio. He is the strongest, yes. I think, the strongest saint I know.
I was in Italy in August, and I was in his hometown.
In San Giovanni Rotondo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Did you get to see him laid out?
Yes.
Awesome. There you go. Yeah, go to Padre Pio. He'll help you. He never disappoints. He's such a great saint. Okay, we've got you covered in prayer, Lisa. Thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate it. Have a beautiful rest of your day. We're going to go to Mary from Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. I've been calling for prayers for my nephew's wife.
Okay, wait a minute, Mary. You're going to have to talk really loud into your phone because
we have some bad weather here too.
Okay,
so
there you go. Talk real
I'm
loud. We can hear you.
I'm calling for prayers for my nephew's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She was diagnosed with stage 4 colorectal cancer just a few weeks ago, and she's a young mother. And it's just tragic, but they haven't given up hope. She just started chemo, and she needs a miracle. She has a very supportive husband, and he needs prayers too as they work through this.
Okay, is she praying? Where is she at emotionally and spiritually?
I don't know all the details, but she is Catholic, and she is praying, and I know she's praying with her children.
Okay.
She's suffering right now in mm-hmm. a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they don't catch this early in young people, so she's, you know, at a very late stage.
Okay. Then we are going to have to, as you're doing, pray around her to give her that strength to make this this place that she's in the most fruitful for her spiritually. Okay? We are praying for a miracle? Absolutely. Do we go big for God? Absolutely. God is a big God. We go big with God. We're not going to go small. But we know that not always is there going to be a physical healing, but there can be a ton of emotional and spiritual healing that can benefit the person and everybody around them. So we go big with God, and we will do that with her. Did you, if you don't feel comfortable giving us her first name, I didn't know if I caught it, but if you feel comfortable, we'd like to pray specifically.
Kate.
It's Kate?
Yeah.
Okay. So just, if you could let Kate know, okay, she's got a big family praying around her for this time to be the most spiritually fruitful for herself and for her family. We've got to be thinking with those spiritual eyes. We've got to be moving with and seeing things with the spiritual side of ourselves in order to get through something so tragic like this, because that just breaks my heart. And how many kids does she have?
Three.
She has.
They're all in a Catholic grade school.
Oh, okay. That just breaks my heart. Okay.
I,
All right. So we are praying, and I've got you in the book as well. So just know that. Any other prayer intentions that you wanted me to add, Mary?
Oh, I'm doing well. I think her husband is the one I mainly am also going to pray for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I don't know the name of this. I can't remember. Recall the name of the book right now. But if when we get off this broadcast, I can post it on Facebook, Mary. There's a book that was written by a friend of mine. His name is Chris Faddis, and he told the story of his beautiful wife Angela and her battle with cancer, and with their two little kids. It's a very moving real life story, and you could probably look it up. His name is Chris Faddis, Faddis. He's been on Take Two before, but after the show, I'll post his book on Facebook so that folks can look at and read his story. Okay, Mary.
Okay, thank you so much, Debbie.
You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you. We've got it. We've got you covered in prayer. We're going to move to Ron in Los Angeles, California. Ron is waiting so patiently on EWTN. Hi, Oran. Are you on YouTube, Ron? You're on YouTube, aren't you?
Today I was listening to Sirius.
Oh, Sirius. Okay.
I've been having a real tough struggle this past couple of weeks in spiritual warfare, actually leaving me bruised and. A couple of short sprains, a wrist or two here. So I've been in prayer for a lot of those who are fighting with addictions, both the victims of and the ones who became predators that too many people have been victimized by in conversion, both those that are still here and those who've passed on, and hopefully God has taken mercy on them. Mm-hmm. But today my head has been spinning with the possible vertical attack trying to get me again.
We can hear it, Ron. I've been praying the past couple of days. You've been on my mind, and so I've been praying when I went to church. And just know that, you know, it's interesting how we, the body of Christ, can really feel when one member is hurting. And recently I felt it with you, Ron, in your situation. So we do need to get those prayers up a bit more for you so that you can get through this. Okay.
Yeah, I do appreciate that, and I've definitely been trying to stay in prayer for all this purgation I've been going through right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is tough. I mean, there's a lot happening right now. A lot of resistance coming at us. A lot of things happening, and then you add things that we're trying to deal with emotionally and physically, it gets tough. But prayer works, and prayer will sustain you. So we got you covered in that, okay? Keep us posted, all right?
I will, and I'm also praying for those that, in this time of election, that those who are so frothing at the mouth about abortion, I just pray for the conversions.
Yeah, well, we need a lot of conversions. I sometimes I feel like this whole world is going off the cliff. It's tough. So, Ron, okay, you take care. Prayers are with you, and I'm going to let you go on that because I've got to share this with our listeners because Ron's actually brought this up about prayers, and prayers are important. And the novena is happening right now, novena to the Mother of God for the nation. So you can still have time today, right now, join EWTN in prayer for our nation with the novena to the Mother of God for the nation, and that'll be tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on EWTN television. So you can join in prayer. Ron is right. We need conversion. We need hearts to be opened. We need minds to be changed. People need to come back to God. People need to stop putting God on a shelf and come back to reality and realize that we need God now more than ever. So it is very, very important. And I agree with Ron. Okay, we're going to move to Maria. And Maria is in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Maria. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. Go right ahead.
Okay, I was calling because my husband's been ill for 2.5 months, and they couldn't figure out what was his problem. So now they had called him Thursday and said that he had something to do with his blood leaking, and they had to try to find a, he has to go in to see what the problem is. And he's being strong about it. And then I have my son, who I was telling him in the morning about his dad, and mm-hmm. he has three kids that are living with us. And he's going to, just got done telling me they had told him the same thing because
no.
he had cancer before. And he was just getting hired in the company he's working. And that's how he found out as I was talking to him about his dad. And I have a daughter who's going to get knee surgery. And my son and her are going through struggles in work-wise. I mean, they're going financial. And I need a lot of prayer for them because I try to be strong, but I can't really see that good because mm-hmm. of my glaucoma, and my eyes are kind of like cloudy, so I see all clouds everywhere. I cannot really see that good. So my son doesn't have his wife because she gave him up to him. He has two boys and a little girl that's not his, that belongs to him. But it's their sisters to their boy, to his kids, so he accepted her. And it's just, I want for him to be here
mm-hmm.
because he's a good person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's why I called.
I know. So let me make sure I can wrap my head around this. Your son and your husband have the same thing going on it's happening at the same time?
Yes, because when I had called, my husband had told me Saturday, and then I didn't want to talk about it. So then I told my son in the morning today what was happening to his dad. And he said, well, you know what, Mom? I went for a physical because I got hired in the company, and my doctor told me that the same thing about him, that I probably have the same thing. Because he had cancer before,
right,
so they
right.
found out that he's leaking something, like with the blood or something. So that okay. was my concern about them both, because he lives with us,
yeah,
and they help each other.
Sure, sure. Have they been to a healing mass, or have they been have they been anointed and an anointing of the sick?
No.
You know what? Talk to your parish priest. I don't think there's, you know, the fact that the two of them are having this at the same time, I would go to your parish priest and say, we need some kind of, you know, blessing or the anointing of the sick in order to get through this. And you join in that too, because you said, you know, with your eye situation, you need to stay strong throughout this. And so we've got to pray for all three of you. So I would go to your parish priest and ask them to see it, or if you have a healing mass in your area. I mean, you live in a very active Catholic area, so maybe you do, and that's wonderful. So I would really pursue that, Maria, because I think you need some of those additional graces through the sacraments to help with the situation. Okay?
The only thing is that I stopped going to Catholic church. I was going to a Christian church.
Okay.
But I listen to the radio all the time, mm-hmm. and I have some friends that are Catholic. You know, yeah. I mean, I live right next door to a Catholic church.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, maybe just pay a visit. Go inside and talk to them. You were baptized Catholic, correct?
Yes, when I was younger, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just pay a visit and go in and just talk to them and let them know that you were baptized Catholic, you go to another church, but this is what's going on in your family, and see if they can offer you anything by way of just an understanding or prayers, or if there is a healing mass happening. I mean, I just think there's something more to this. The fact that your husband and your son are going through it, I just feel like I feel like you need to come back to Holy Mother Church for this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just be thinking about it. There's no accident. You live right next to a church. So just, okay. Just, okay, we're going to pray though. We've got you covered in prayer because you need to stay strong. So, but just know you can always lean on us for prayer. Okay. We got you on that. I'm going to let you go there because I've got to get to Andrea. Andrea's from Detroit, Michigan on the EWTN app. Oh, Andrea, I'm so sorry. I didn't catch that. I'm going so fast. Andrea, I'm so sorry. I've got you in the prayer book. Please, Matt, if we can pick up the phones and just make sure we have everybody's prayer intention logged in, please, and Charles as well. Folks, this is the point of the show. I just went too fast with calls. Please forgive me. Start with the memorare, please. Memorare to Our Lady. Just start praying it. I'll pray it right after the show ends. And just know that we believe in the power of prayer, okay? Please don't ever, ever give up. Never lose hope. Continue to pray. Always remember that, okay? And you have a prayer family here at EWTN. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about maintaining peace, okay? Maintaining peace, that's tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.